A contra-análise realizada ao sinal horário das 10 revelou que a substância ilícita presente no sangue é, afinal, Nuno Rogeiro.
A Rádio Universidade de Coimbra e o Fundo Monetário Internacional apresentam o plano de austeridade para o verão 2011.
A RUC vai passar a emitir apenas relatos dos júniores da União de Coimbra, reduzindo assim o orçamento com as locações a não ultrapassarem nunca os 18 km. E de volta.
We'll be right back. Bem-vindos à segunda hora de Preto no Branco de hoje. Segunda hora que vai ser preenchida com uma mixtape. Mixtape essa dedicada às jovens mães e aos seus bebés. Fiquem então para escutar a segunda hora e com este All Babies Are Born.
This is the first of a series of four recordings on a problem that bothers so many parents today. What should I teach my child about sex? And particularly, how should I go about it? It's intended for use by parents' organizations and PTA groups, not for children. It's not designed to be followed word for word, but to serve as a basis for discussion, as an illustration of how the beautiful story of creation can be told to children in a frank but perfectly natural way that combines both spiritual and biological elements. Only you, the parent, can decide how and when to give these instructions to your child. But these little scenes, by suggesting a phrase or a situation, may make your talk easier. In this first recording, a little boy who might be 4 or 6 has just discovered that the neighbor's dog has given birth to a litter of puppies. Out of this natural situation arises the first question usual in all sex instruction. Where do babies come from? The father, who might be you, answers him truthfully, seriously, but in a natural, informal way. Notice two things. First, the father introduces the name of God and the divine plan of reproduction very early. And this identification of God with creation carries naturally through the dialogue. Second, although the father answers the boy's further question, how does a baby get out of its mother's body, yet he gives a minimum of feminine anatomy at this stage and avoids arousing empty curiosity. In real life, this instruction might extend over 2 or 3 talks. The child's curiosity should govern, though we should be careful not to give him more than he can handle at first.
If I don't get a lame back out of it. Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Did you call me, Jim?
Yeah, I just had a bright idea. Any chance you're supposed to buy us a power saw by stretching the budget?
What budget?
Why, now, look here.
Oh, Jim Costa, you're not a very convincing martyr. If you'd only get out and do some exercise once in a while, you wouldn't mind sawing that little pile of wood.
What do you mean, exercise? I love to saw wood. I love to saw wood. I love to saw wood. Might as well be in a chain gang.
Daddy! Hey, Daddy! Hey, Daddy, guess what? Guess what?
Hi, Billy, where's the fire?
Oh, Daddy, old Bess just had a litter of puppies. They're in that tool shed back at Dickie Lord's place next door. 6 of them. Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand. They can't even open their eyes yet. Oh, come on, Dad. Well, you just gotta see them.
Well, I guess this calls for a little inspection trip. Shirley, I'm going to investigate a new family next door.
Well, have fun. I'm sure that soul will work better when you get back.
Shirley, your mother's a wonderful woman. Sometimes I think she just doesn't understand us, man.
Here we are, Dad. Just on the other side of the hedge and the shed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
My gosh. Well, that's quite a family, Bess, old girl. You did all right for yourself.
Hey, Dad, how did the puppies get there? I mean, well, before there weren't any, and well, all of a sudden, here they are.
Well, God made them, Sonny, just like he made everything.
Yeah, well, I know that, but well, how did they get here?
Well, let's see. Well, it was like this. Everything that's alive grows from a tiny seed, you see? You know, the little tomato seeds you and Nancy planted in your garden, how they grew into nice red tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. God planted the little seeds inside old Bess's tummy, and they grew into puppies.
You mean the puppies come from inside, Bess?
That's right. Remember how fat she was getting? Well, that's because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
Oh, golly. But, Dad, how did the puppies get out?
Easy. Remember how I told you a hen lays an egg?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. Bess has a tiny opening in her body, and it stretches open so the puppies can come through. And then it closes up again, you see?
Oh, gee willikers.
Well, Bess, take good care of your babies. We've got to be getting back.
Daddy.
Hmm? What, sonny?
Daddy, do real babies...
You mean, do real babies grow inside their mothers, too? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Do they, Dad?
Why, sure. But, well, real babies are different than puppies. You see, when God makes a dog or a pussycat, after a while, it dies. And then we bury it in the ground, and there's no more dog or pussycat. But babies are different.
Well, how come, Dad? How are they different?
When God makes a baby, Billy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And here's the way he does it. First, he takes a tiny seed from inside the daddy. Then he plants the seed inside the mother. And then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
Soul? What's that? I never saw one, did I?
No, son. We can't see the soul. But it's the most wonderful part of the new baby. Because when the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies, they bury his body in the ground. But his soul goes to heaven and lives with God forever.
Forever and ever?
That's right.
But, Dad, how do real babies get out of their mothers?
Well, that little egg that I told you about, God breathes a soul into it, and then it starts to grow. It grows for 9 whole months inside the mother, right under her heart. And then, when it's ready to come out, the mother goes to the hospital so the doctor can help her, and the baby slips out through the tiny opening in her body.
You mean Mommy has a hole in her body?
Sure. Well, we all have different openings in our bodies for different things. You have holes in your nose to breathe through and a mouth to stuff cookies into.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, mothers have a little opening between their legs. When the baby comes through, it stretches wide, and then it closes up again, you see?
Gee, wait till I tell Nancy.
Well, I think we'd better keep this a secret just between the two of us for a while.
Does Mommy know?
Yes, I think Mommy knows. But Nancy's only a baby yet, and she wouldn't understand. Later on, when she's as old as you, we'll tell her, too.
Hey, there's Mommy now. I'm going to tell her about the puppies.
All right. Does Mommy know? Wait till I tell Shirley that. Hey, Shirley!
Yes, Jim?
Yeah, dang, if this thing doesn't work better than that. Goes to show I don't know my own strength.
Thank you.
Recording, remember, the father waited for his little son's question. In this scene, the mother herself leads into the subject of menstruation with her daughter, who might be 10 or 11, perhaps older. The obvious reason is to make sure that a girl knows both the natural and the spiritual significance of this function before it happens. Parents are the best judges of the proper time and place for such instruction, but a good rule to follow here is better a year too early than 1 week too late. Notice how the mother starts with changes her daughter can see, the outer growth of her body, and then the inner maturing that comes with adolescence. There's an obvious bond of confidence between mother and child, which is essential in all sex instruction. Notice, too, how both the naturalness and holiness of the menstrual function are explained by the mother. There's an emotional overtone here, too, which contrasts with the more matter-of-fact presentation to boys. Here again, for convenience, the subject matter of perhaps two or more talks has been compressed into a single scene.
Let's see now. Fold in the whites.
Hi, Mother.
Oh, hi, dear.
What you making,
cake?
Uh-huh.
Mmm, yum.
Oh, Betty O'Brien, get your fingers out of my icing this minute. And how many times have I told you to hang up your coat and put your books in your room when you come in?
What's it worth to you, Mums? Licks on the bowl?
Oh, Betty, you're impossible. When are you going to start growing up?
When am I going to finish, you mean? Behold the evidence of old age descending on your darling daughter, Mrs. O'Brien.
Oh, dear.
Watch this coat sleeve. Watch it closely now.
Mm-hmm.
An inch, 2 inches, it's crept halfway to the elbow before your very eyes.
Oh, Betty. Your father just bought you that coat a year ago, and it was too big then.
Let's see. I don't suppose we can let that sleeve down anymore.
No, Mother, you're just not going to buy me another new one. I just won't have it. Unless, of course, you twist my arm enough.
It's twisting your neck I should be doing. Oh, but you are growing up, Betty. I can see that.
Oh, scales don't lie. Except when Daddy gets on them. Oh, I hope I have a figure like Phyllis Graham's.
Oh, Betty, be serious for once.
But I am serious. Uh-oh. I can feel a motherly talk coming on. I know that look in your eye.
I declare to goodness, sometimes I don't know whether to hug you or paddle you. You know so much, and yet...
And yet what, Mom?
Oh, I was about to say, and yet you know so little.
I'm sorry, Mom. I'll be good, really. What were you going to tell me?
Oh, nothing much, honey. It's just that... Well, with all these changes you can see, getting taller and your breasts beginning to grow and so on, there are other changes going on inside of you.
Inside of me? What kind of changes, Mother?
Well, do you remember my telling you when you were little how babies grow inside their mothers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, from now on, through your teens... The wonderful machinery inside your body that will hold and nourish a baby when you're grown up, if God calls you to the married state, that machinery will begin to develop.
Really, Mom? Well, tell me about it.
Well, to begin with, every woman has two small organs within her body called ovaries. Now, each month, one of them produces a tiny egg, or ovum, as the doctors call it.
Is that the egg the baby grows from? The one you told me about when I was little?
That's right, dear. You see, God knew that when he did will to create a new little soul inside the mother, the tiny body would have to be nourished so it would develop from a little egg to a full-grown baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so wonderfully has God designed our bodies that each month, as one of the ovaries produces an egg... Blood is accumulated in the lining of the uterus, a womb.
That's where you carry your baby, isn't it?
Yes, dear. Now, when a woman is married, the seed from the father, which I told you about, is planted inside the mother's egg. And this egg fastens itself to the wall of the uterus. That is what the blood is for, to nourish the tiny body until it is ready to be born.
Oh. That's wonderful, isn't it, Mother? And does that happen every month, even before a girl is married?
That's right, honey. It's part of the whole complicated process that the doctors call ovulation and menstruation.
But does the blood come anyway, even when there's no baby to need it?
That's right, dear. But it doesn't stay there in the uterus when there's no baby. You see, when the egg is not fertilized, it dissolves and the blood simply flows out again through the vagina. Then the whole process starts all over again the following month.
You mean you sort of bleed?
Well, not exactly, dear. You see, the blood is simply stored up for a particular purpose, and when it's not needed, it just passes off. It's a perfectly natural bodily function, and a holy one, really, when you consider that it's part of God's wonderful plan for creating new little souls in his own image.
Oh.
You see, darling, that's why I'm telling you now about those changes that are beginning to take place in your own body. Someday, maybe soon, or it may not be for a year or so, you will have your first period, as it's called. Normally it lasts 3 to 5 days, but at first it maybe only a trace and may not come regularly every month.
But, Mother, when it happens, what'll I do?
Well, when it does, dear, just come and tell me, and I'll show you how to take care of yourself and your clothes. The thing to remember always is that this is a natural thing, a holy thing. It means that God is preparing your body for the wonderful calling of motherhood, if that is his plan for you.
I understand, Mother. And thanks for being so sweet.
All right, now, darling. Get those books picked up before your father gets home, or he's likely to forget you're growing up and use the slipper on you.
Oh, I'm on my way, Mums. But first, how about licking the bowl?
Betty O'Brien, I wonder if you'll ever really grow up.
mujeres que matan creyendo que la vida comienza cuando acaba el parto. Ah, aquí en España, que con los abortos no están permitidos.
Pré-desempenho milagrosa que cria instantaneamente radiodifusões duras como pedra. Descubra como conseguir radiodifusões enormes e fugosas, uma atrás da outra.
Obrigada, Roculex.